salt was in cloth bag. Now, them salt sacks made good. You could, as you got through them, you know, if you unraveled and hemmed them, they'd make good.
The bags that came in cloth.
And flour can also come in barrels.
Yeah.
Well, that's usually the way my daddy bought it. I say usually, he always did until his stamina began to get down. He bought everything. He bought cheese, he bought a whole hoop. If he bought salmons, he bought the whole case. And he bought rice, he bought about 100-pound bag. Rice used to come bagged up right there. You could get rice in those cloth bags.
When he bought a little amount of stuff, say, some fruit or something like that, they'd put it in a what?
Well, I don't ever remember buying just a little bit of fruit.
Because
he bought oranges by the crate. And raisins, he bought that by the whole crate. These dried raisins, you know, and a wooden box about this long and about that wide and about that deep. At Christmas times, he always bought one of them at Christmas time. And a crate of oranges, and that crate of oranges would have a section in the middle. It was, you know, crates I reckon they're like there now, about the same size, but had a division in the middle. And I know we used to like get them crates, and as children did, and we use that for shelves, you know, turned up in ways, you know, and have that middle for our shelf in our playhouse.
What about feed or potatoes? What would that come in? What kind of package or bag?
I don't ever remember buying any potatoes in there. We grew all such things.
You put them in your cellar and keep them in.
Yeah, I don't ever remember buying potatoes or anything like that.
What about those real rough sacks? That was
called? Yonder sacks? Croker sacks.
Yonder was fertilizer, wasn't it?
Yeah, but they used to put Yonder some like that, but now they put other things in them croker sacks, them brown, coarse looking. Well, I have seen vegetables, a lot of them, like they'll get it into these stores. Of course, you could buy the whole bag if you want, 200-pound bag. And that's the kind of sack that I'd buy rice in, with them, in them croaker sacks.
Mm-hmm. What about the amount of corn that you take to the mill at one time to be ground?
Me and my husband never did take but about a bushel at a time. But my daddy didn't go tell how much he might take at a time, because he had a barrel in the pantry, in one of them little rooms that I showed you on the side of the kitchen, there where I tried to draw it off. That was a pantry. He kept flour and sugar, flour and meal and all such things bad in there. And sugar too.